You're listening to a special episode of the Everything Life Coaching Podcast, Coaching Mastery with Noelle Cordeau, CEO of Lumia. Explore transformative coaching concepts, tried and true methodologies, and powerful insights from the front lines of the professional coaching field. Whether you're an established coach seeking fresh perspectives or looking to begin your coach training education, welcome to your one-stop resource for all things life coaching. This is Coaching Mastery.
Hi, everyone. Noelle here. Thanks so much for joining me today. We are going to continue with our series on the ICF core competencies. And today we are going to dive into one of my favorites. It's a new competency, and it's embodying a coaching mindset, which I think is a fantastic and really interesting thing to think about. How often do we actually sit down and say, well, how do I cultivate a mindset that allows me to become really proficient in my work? And really specifically, what does this mean for us as a coach? Let's get into it. So, the definition of embodying a coaching mindset is that a coach intentionally develops and maintains a mindset that is, spoiler, all good things, open, curious, flexible, and client-centered. So what does this mean? There are 8 components to this competency. They are acknowledging that a client is responsible for their own choices, engaging in ongoing learning and development, developing an ongoing reflective practice, remaining aware of and open to the influence of culture on ourselves and others, using awareness and intuition, and then finally, the last 3, I think all kind of go together, and they're developing the ability to regulate your emotions and be aware of them, mentally and emotionally preparing for sessions, and seeking help from outside sources when necessary. Now, let's take each of these one by one and look at why they are important and what they mean to us in terms of our practice as coaches. So the first one is acknowledging that a client is responsible for their own choices. And this is a really fundamental and important part of coaching. Our work is to not only help clients with goal achievement, but to help them build an autonomous relationship with themselves. The process of coaching involves constantly centering the client, observations about their world, and the client's observations about what is best for them. So when we look deeply at this part of coaching mindset, and thinking, okay, so we're centering the client at every turn. We're centering the client's awareness about their world because they're the only ones who can know. And we're centering our client's choices because they're the only ones who can choose for themselves what's really best. It gives us as coaches an incredible space of freedom to live inside. And that space is the space of not knowing what's best for someone else. And instead, we get to turn our dial to what the client is actually saying and use our skills of listening instead of judgment, which is a much happier place to live, and celebrate our clients when they know what their inner world is saying, what their outer world is showing, and what truly is showing up as the best course of action as defined by our client. The next piece of coaching mindset is engaging in ongoing learning and development as a coach. Now, this expectation for coaches is baked right into the ICF credentialing and review process. Every coach needs to gain a certain level of learning hours, and this comes from coach training, in order to achieve the credential held by the ICF, starting with ACC, then PCC, and then MCC. And when you are an ICF professional, you have a certain amount of hours, educational hours, that are needed to renew your credential. I love turning directly to the ICF for these learning hours. As a member of the ICF, I have access to their learning portal, which I utilize often. My goal is to do one session a week. I don't always get to it, but that's my goal. And it's one of my favorite places to learn about coaching because there's such a diversity of content within the learning portal. And one of my favorite places to go is the ICF Community of Practice, where there are webinars from coaches all over the world who are these amazing, world-renowned experts in their craft, talking about all of the different ways that they work. It has turned me on to so many different disciplines, industries, niches, concepts in the world of coaching. It is a truly fascinating place. So if you're a member of the ICF, you can hop over to their learning portal and you can become a member of the ICF when you reach a certain level within your student of coaching status. Now, when we're thinking about this call to engage in continuous learning as a coach, this doesn't only apply to ICF continuing education. This also applies to the niches that we want to work in, the ways that we want to work, the topics that we want to work with. And this is what gives us the capacity as a coach. When you have the foundation of an ICF credential, it's designed to be layered. It's designed so that throughout your entire coaching career, you will grow and grow and grow and layer and layer and layer. At Lumia, we say that your story is your gold. And thinking about the story of our lifetimes, we don't stay still. We don't stay in one place with our interests set, and nor should we. It's a really exciting journey to continue to grow and become and engage in new aspects of this world as we grow as professionals. So many of our alumni and our instructors have gained really cool certifications after getting their ICF credential in things like emotional intelligence, group strengths and assessments, cutting edge facilitation techniques, or even very personal areas like end of life, spirituality, shamanism, sexuality, and so much more. So this idea of continuing to layer on learning is what it means to me to hold an ICF credential, is that you're never going to be pigeonholed in your work, and your time will be ever changing as you continually move into new spaces and learn new things. Next, the ICF wants us to think about embodying a coaching mindset in terms of developing an ongoing reflective practice to enhance your coaching. And this is an area that feels like it should be intuitive, but it really isn't. And so it's really, I think, good and important that the ICF puts this into our practice expectations as coaches. Lots of what we do in coaching is ask our clients to reflect. That's why we ask questions in the space of our coaching sessions. And having that strategic space for our clients to reflect is one of the things that draws the genius out of them. And it's one of the things that makes coaching a valuable discipline, is that adults have space for strategic consideration and reflection. And yet, most adults don't do this. It's something that typically doesn't take space in our lives to sit quietly and think about what just happened. What did I learn? What does it mean to me? What do I see? What do I want to do? Right? So those were all pieces that are part and parcel of the coaching process itself, but are not normal in our everyday life. I hope some people do that. I'm sure some people do. But really, when I sit down and think about it, you know, unless I'm prompted for a very strong or specific reason, I think the only thing that I sit down and consider for myself on a regular basis is, what do I want to eat, right? Like, that's my number one. So when we're talking about having a reflective practice as coaches, what this looks like in real time is setting aside space, maybe on a weekly basis or directly after a session, to consider, well, what went well? What are some areas that need improvement? What can you observe about your own growth and skill development? What can you observe about your client? And when we set aside space to do this and we ask these questions of ourselves, jewels and nuggets that would not ordinarily ever have come into your consciousness come to the fore. And this is the rich soil that we need for professional growth. Moving right along. Another aspect of embodying a coaching mindset is to be aware of and open to the influence of context and culture on the self and others. This is where the ICF core competencies and the ICF code of ethics really shine. Let me just dork out for a little while on this because I love this stuff. All of us are subject to our own lens and culture. Culture, what culture represents is the rules that we have learned about how life should be from all of the people around us. The way that I just described that, the rules that we learn from other people about how life should be, comes from the study of anthropology. Everyone, every single one of us has a completely different experience with culture. And culture itself is multifaceted and very layered. And all of us have lots of different experiences with lots of different cultures. So the impact of culture, the impact of being part of a place that tells you rules, it can be represented by a specific workplace, a religion, a national origin. It can be represented by a regional origin within a nation. So for example, I'm from New Jersey in the United States. That has its own connotation. It could be an occupational status, like military. That's a really specific thing that a lot of people mention. And then there's an immediate cultural association with how that person is assumed to think and feel. Or even something that gives us flair in our life, like the rituals that are associated with liking a certain musical group or a sports team. So what we need to know about this as coaches is that the rules that come from all of the different aspects of culture that we're a part of influence the way that we see the world. It influences the way that we as coaches see the world and the way that we actually hear and interpret our clients. And it impacts the way that all of the people around us hear and interpret and see and experience their worlds. And so in this mix, we need to make sure that we are not imposing our lens on others. Great example. Not only am I from New Jersey, but I am a fish fan, and I will not impose my music on other people, right? So we need to make sure that we're not imposing the way that we see the world on other people. And we need to be aware that when someone else is sharing with us the rules that they have learned about the way that life should go, society should be, and what the normative standards are inherently influencing their lens. And this should be met with curiosity and understanding. All right. Next, thinking about coaching mindset is also about internal self-awareness, not just cultural and contextual self-awareness. So part of coaching mindset is using oneself and one's intuition to benefit clients. So this aspect of coaching mindset is actually one of my favorite parts of coaching, one of my favorite parts of being in session with a client. And it's using our own awareness and intuition to benefit clients and enhance the session. Our hearts generate more knowing than our brain does. Fun fact. Our bodies always go first with feeling. That's called a somatic response. Soma is your body. One way to understand this is, have you ever gotten tingles? How about just a knowing feeling about something? Do you know what it feels like to have the hairs on your arms stand up or your skin puckers because your body knows something? Have you ever felt a sensation in your throat, your chest, your stomach, the back of your neck? If so, this is bodily intuition. It is awareness of your bodily intuition that your body knows something, and it is an aspect of coaching. And it's not something that we ordinarily think of as important to bring to the session, but it is. And not only is it important, but it is one of the hallmarks of coaching mastery to be so in tune with your client, so divorced from your own life and your own problems that you can really tune in so completely that you are in sync and in concert with all of your senses to be of service with all of your senses to another human being. It is a beautiful, beautiful process. I find it to be transcendent. And this shows up in lots of ways. We might be using our sense of hearing to really hone in on someone's tone of voice. We might get tingles and be able to express that to our client. We might get a feeling, a wincing that lets us know that something under the surface isn't quite right. When this happens, we have the opportunity to give our client important information in partnership about our capacity for sensing. And of course, this is never generated or given as a doctrine or a fact or here's what you need to do, but rather it is presented to our clients as an offering for their own personal evaluation. And what this might look like is, client, you know, I just had a response when you shared XYZ with me. Would you like to know what happened to me inside my body? And if that client says yes, awesome. When you said this, I got tingles. What do you think of that? And so you're putting the autonomy right back into the client's lap. You are sharing the information that your body and your awareness gave you, and everyone is off to the races with goal setting and goal achievement. And finally, as we're thinking about coaching mindset, the last three aspects of it, I'm going to bundle together because these three things deal with self-regulation and the importance of understanding and managing our emotions. The ICF calls for coaches to maintain the ability to regulate our emotions and to mentally prepare for sessions. I feel that these both fall into the category of know thyself, know your own skill set with emotional regulation. This is not something that's natural for all of us, and this aspect of humaning is something that's required for almost every single role as a human service practitioner or in leadership in any space, in any field, in any way. And this is a really valuable skill set to hone, and it's an important muscle that can be built. What this looks like is learning, messing up, reflecting, apologizing, and all are part of the process, and it is a journey to master emotional regulation. To that end, it's also important to mentally and emotionally prepare for sessions, not to have a hard conversation right before you're going to meet with the client, and to be really honest with yourself about your own capacity to show up in a focused, strategic, non-judgmental stance. Implicit in this is the coach's ethical duty to cancel or reschedule a session if you're not in a mental or emotional space to show up for your client. Coaches get sick days too. And on the topic of sick days, sometimes we all need to seek help when we're not feeling well. And this is also true of emotions. If you are struggling and you are working as a coach, the ICF puts forth the very reasonable request to get some help. When we ignore things that are festering for us mentally and emotionally, our pain shows up in other ways. And when we hold responsibility as coaches for partnering with our clients in accomplishing their hopes and dreams, we owe it to ourselves and to our clients to take the time to make sure that we are healthy and whole when we are showing up to work. All right, folks, thanks so much for taking a deep dive with me and joining me in Coaching Mindset. I hope that you have come to love it just as much as I do as one of the newer core competencies from the ICF. Take good care, and we will see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Everything Life Coaching. If you're feeling the draw to become a coach, head to lumiacoaching.com/everything. Explore a new career that brings fulfillment, gives you a true sense of purpose, and a bold community to do it with.
Lumia is ready to equip you with the tools, training, and community you will need to reach your goals. If you're ready to build a unique coaching business on your own terms while making an impact on the world at large, Lumia is the next bold step in your coaching journey. That's lumiacoaching.com/everything.
And hey, if you're waiting for a sign, this is it.